This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a line to be had here about there being a secondary market in everything, but it's not coming to me right now. So I'll just tell you that eBay is going to sell ticket broker StubHub to its European competitor Viagogo for about $4 billion. eBay is best known for its online auctions, of course, and it's been under some pressure from activist investors to sell off some of the miscellany and refocus on its core business in the face of slowing growth. So what exactly is eBay's core business right now anyway? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
10 years ago, Kunle Lawrence was always on eBay to buy shoes, clothing, and electronics. But in recent years, the attorney in Durham, North Carolina, has drifted away.
There's just other options with faster delivery and less hassle.
Like Amazon, Lawrence's new go-to site. But once, eBay was on the same footing as the e-commerce behemoth, says Scott Galloway, a marketing professor at NYU.
You could look at it as a company that has stood still in time since 2004.
Back then, shoppers went online to find niche and collectible items, which is where eBay excelled. But e-commerce is now mainstream. Galloway says eBay shifted away from auctions to more new items with fixed prices, but it isn't able to compete.
The war for general e-commerce is over.
And Amazon won. But even for auctions, eBay now has more competition. Isabel Martin, a costumer for a theater company in Louisville, Kentucky, buys a lot of secondhand clothes online.
Which in the past few years has meant more and more apps like Poshmark and Mercari.
Which she says are easier to use to communicate with sellers and find exactly what she's looking for. The outdated interface of eBay could be holding it back in a mobile shopping era, says John Freeman, an investment advisor at CFRA.
It's a very busy, cluttered site. It's not very good for browsing.
He says improving the layout and the algorithms that display suggested products could make eBay a better shopping destination, even if it won't ever again be the one-stop shop for everything. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.